Hello and welcome to my podcast. For my independent reading project, I did The Big Short by Michael Lewis. So, a quick brief summary about this book. It is, The Big Short tells the story of four outsiders in the world of high finance who predict the credit and housing bubble collapse before anybody else. So, the book is narrated by Michael Lewis. So, four guys that don't know each other, they all predict the housing market crash, which is basically back in 2007 when the housing market crashed and, like, a lot of people lost their jobs and homes, and a lot of people went homeless and kind of died, I guess. I don't know. That's a brief summary. And the main characters, the first of the four is Jared Venant. Jared Venant is one of the types of guys that tries to get whatever he wants. He doesn't back down from a challenge. He's really, like, determined, focused, that type of person. Really, one of the more normal characters, I'd say. And the next guy, his name is Michael Burry, yeah. He is kind of crazy, okay? So, Michael Burry works at this super, like, high finance Wall Street building. And he's, like, one of the head people in charge. And he shows up to the work in, like, shorts and khakis, you know, t-shirt. And he blares music in his office. But he's kind of crazy because he's one of the first people to find that the housing market is going to crash in 2007. And everyone laughs at him. Everyone makes fun of him. But he makes over $1 billion. And then the third is Michael Baum, something like that. And Michael is sort of a hothead. He's one of the people that makes this book rated R, not so child-friendly. Like, we would not be able to read this book in class, and he's, like, one of the main reasons why. He does not back down from anybody. He'll just say what he wants. In the book, it says he is really good at calling out BS, if you understand what I'm getting at. So, and one of the last guys here is Charlie Geller, and he is basically one of the younger guys. He's like an underdog. He's just, like, working out of his garage with his partner, you know. They're just looking at things. They try to get up with the big dogs. They get shot down, you know, one of those underdog stories. And he comes out with a super high amount of money too. And so for the book itself, some of the weaknesses I would say for this book is, like, it uses a lot of, like I said, rated R, like, vocabulary, but also the book uses a lot of vocabulary, like Wall Street, you know, bank, like, mortgage terms, like liquidity, CDOs, you know, CFOs, like, mortgage, like, stocks and bonds. Like, before you would read this book, you would have to know everything, like, about, like, the stock market, like, trading, like, the housing market, like, you would need to know, like, all that stuff before you read this book, or it would, like, make zero sense to the person who's reading this. And I would say Michael Lewis does, like, a pretty good job of, like telling the stories of each of the four main characters and, like, how they all got, like, to their positions, like how they were so successful and how they all figured it out, and, like, how everyone doubted all of them, and then everyone was, like, praising them because they were so rich and they needed them to save their companies. So those are some of the weaknesses. Also, it's kind of, if you got confused, like, you were not going to be able to come back. You would need to, like, restart almost. Like, it was very hard to follow if you got confused. Like, I needed to put, like, the audio reader on to read it to me because I got lost so much. So I would say that's definitely one of the weaknesses. You know, the strength is, obviously, it's a great storyline. It's I think it starts at 2005 and goes to 2007 because they like bought the bank stock swaps from the banks because the banks thought they were crazy. So they bought them really cheap and the bank took all their money. And then once 2007 came around, those swaps were worth like 25-1 at least. And then they just made, like a lot of money off those. Like, over $1 billion, like I said. Like, $2 billion plus. So, yeah, that was pretty good about the like the storyline. I don't know, it was just amazing. And it really got me interested in, like, I want to do something, like, for my, like, actual career. I want to do something with a big business. This book, like, I don't know, kind of inspired me. But, yeah, my dad recommended this book to me, but it's kind of hard for me to read. Just because, like, I don't know, some of the terms. So that was kind of a weakness, but, yeah. Overall, the book, 170 pages. It's got an index in the back. You know, it's got a little preview in the front. Here's one of the quotes. One of the quotes, I'll read it to you. So, one of the best business books of the past two decades. This is what the New York Times said about this book. So, that's how much they like this book. I really liked it, too. So, some of other Michael Lewis's amazing books are apparently Moneyball and The Blind Side. So, I'll be checking those out, too. So, thank you for listening. Bye.